While continuing a search for the missing women, the FBI is also pursuing another branch of investigation. Agents are following Wilder back in time along a trail of credit card, telephone, and other traceable records. Del Campo said agents intend to trace Wilder's trail backward for years and will compare each stop to any unsolved crimes in that area that involve the abduction, rape, or murder of young, attractive women. It is very much an ongoing investigation. We are piecing together the Wilder puzzle, Del Campo said. In the case of Mr. Wilder, there could be victims from years in the past that we don't know about yet. We will leave no stone unturned. Wilder had a record of arrests for sexual offenses dating back to the 1970s in Palm Beach County and his native Australia. So far, investigators have learned that Wilder crossed the country in the year before the murderous spree that made him the most wanted fugitive in America. Agents said they've attributed a 1983 kidnapping and rape of a young woman in San Mateo, California, to Wilder. It is difficult to track, Del Campo said. We're trying to put it all together. It's going to take time. Time is something the families of Rosario Gonzalez and Beth Kenyon have had to pass in agonizing pain since their daughters were reported missing last year. Gonzalez was last seen February 26, 1984, distributing samples of an aspirin product at the Miami Grand Prix. Investigators have placed the aspiring model at the race that day, speaking at one point to a man fitting Wilder's description. Wilder, an electrical contractor with an affinity for car racing and photography, had raced his black Porsche in a preliminary Grand Prix race a day earlier and had returned to the race grounds February 26th with his camera, the device investigators say he used often to lure women to their deaths. The missing woman's family hopes the 10,000 flyers they'll distribute this weekend will bring out new information on her disappearance. The flyers offer a $50,000 reward for information leading to her whereabouts. The FBI has not proven it was Wilder who took her, Mrs. Gonzalez said. There were people from all over the country at the Grand Prix. There were yachts from all over. Maybe some of these people will be back this year and will see her picture and remember something that will help us. In her heart, Gonzalez believes that her daughter, who had planned to get married last June, can be found alive. I feel she is still alive, she said. I have no idea where, but it could be she was kidnapped and taken away somewhere. The Gonzalezes and Kenyons share a unique, though tragic, bond. Family members often call each other to console one another and share information on their similar searches. When the Kenyons were pursuing a tip that their daughter might be in El Salvador, members of the Gonzalez family came to Pompano Beach from Miami to translate telephone calls.